President Trump's backing Paul Manafort as a federal jury continues deliberating in the former Trump campaign chief's tax and bank fraud trial. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The jury's in its second day of considering 18 felony counts against Manafort, whom prosecutors say hid millions in foreign income from the IRS and then lied to banks to keep the money flowing. The president says the trial is sad, and it's a very sad day for the country.
He happens to be a very good person, and I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
His lawyers say Manafort relied on aides to handle his finances, and the government has not made its case against him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And President Trump's contentious relationship with the media escalated Thursday when hundreds of U.S. newspapers launched an unprecedented and coordinated defense of press freedom in response to the president's frequent attacks on some media organizations. AP's Warren Levinson.
Newspapers all over the country carried editorials denouncing the president's efforts to delegitimize honest reporting. In North Carolina, the Fayetteville Observer wrote it hoped Trump would stop, but added, "We're not holding our breath." Trump, meanwhile, took to Twitter to excoriate the campaign. "The fake news media is the opposition party," he typed in all caps, adding, "But we are winning." He also took the Boston Globe to task for organizing the campaign. "The Globe is in collusion," all caps, "with other papers on free press. Prove it. The true enemies of the people," the Des Moines Register wrote, "are those who try to suffocate the truth by vilifying and demonizing the messenger." Warren Levinson, New York.
President Trump said Friday he plans to revoke the security clearance of Bruce Orr, a Justice Department official. The president also suggested he may revoke Special Counsel Robert Mueller's security clearance. His remarks came after he revoked the security clearance earlier this week of former CIA Director John Brennan. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News. Russia says the latest U.S. sanctions imposed on Russian, Chinese, and Singapore